Ezekiel 41. This continues the vision of the temple, and he says in verse 1 that he saw a temple. Well, Ezekiel's living at the time when the temple is in ruins, and he and the Jews are in exile in Babylon, and he's being shown God's vision of a rebuilt temple. And he's given such detail about how this temple is to be rebuilt. And it's clear that it's a form of Solomon's temple that is going to be, that was intended to be rebuilt on a rather grander scale. But unfortunately, that isn't what happened. The Jews who were in captivity actually didn't stay very long mourning by the rivers of Babylon, where they sat down and wept. They actually assimilated into the society of Babylon and later Persia and became wealthy and became in high places. You see, the book of Esther really indicates that, and they mixed themselves in with the idols of the people amongst whom they lived. And when the call came to go back, when Cyrus says, right, Jews, you can go back, I'll give you all that you need to rebuild your temple, most of them didn't want to go back. It was tragic. And so all this potential was wasted, and so it can be in the lives of so many people. People can respond to the gospel, the good news of the kingdom that is going to be established or re-established on earth when Jesus comes back, but no, they're too caught up with their life now. Nice idea, they say, but they're too caught up with it. Ezekiel's vision began in Ezekiel chapter 1 with him seeing the cherubim, this huge system of God's manifestation, and the cherubim lifted itself up from Jerusalem and departed, and the glory departed from Jerusalem and went to where Ezekiel was in Babylon. But the promise of these temple visions is that it could have returned. And when you look in this chapter, you see it keeps talking about how there's to be a motif, that is a kind of a design on the temple walls of cherubim and palm trees, as if the cherubim have now landed, as if they've returned. And at the end of the vision that he sees of the temple in Ezekiel 48, you have this idea that the glory of God, the cherubim, is there. But that didn't happen. The Jews returned half-heartedly, rebuilt some kind of temple, but not according to the specifications that are given here. But God's glory, the Shekinah glory, the cherubim, never dwelt in it. Never. And so all this was wasted. It's so sad. Now, God is not defeated by human weakness. He will finally fulfill his purpose, and Jesus shall come, and the kingdom of God will be established here on the earth. But we must make sure that we are not amongst those who waste all the potential, because God's got plans for us as individuals. Ephesians 2, there were good works that God designed for each of us to do right at the beginning of the world. Now we've been born, now we're alive, now we have the chance to do them. But if we don't, if we just caught up with the life that we're living and the world around us, God won't force us to do them. But it will be a tragedy that so much potential has been wasted. And that's why for the rejected at the last day at the judgment, we're told there'll be weeping and banging of teeth. People will be so angry with themselves for the great future that they missed, for all the potential that they wasted.